Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate, episode 231. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What is up, guys? I'm back one more week. I don't know how short or how long I'm going to go this week because I think I have more bullet points than anything. So let's hit it like we normally do. First off, we're going to go through what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. Episode 131, we entitled hashtag Eat Me. At Mem the Beanran, at For the Villain, play catch up and hit What the Fuck News. Lost wallet returned to woman's home with note criticizing her spending habits. We then hit Ohio Man, who ate roommate's brain, denied parole. So yeah, if you're going to eat your roommate's brains. We hit man taking selfie with a gun, fatally shoots himself. Those are the stories I love for some reason. Just people doing stupid things. It's like, you know what? Darwin's rule type of deal. Fucking just love it. We also hit, let's see here. Teen didn't want to get out of bed. Allegedly shoots family. Okay, I don't get any sleep at all. So I don't want to say I feel this kid's fucking pain, but he's just an idiot anyways. So yeah, that one fucking sucks. And people that shoot themselves, I know it sounds terrible to say, which with the selfie one compared to this one, it's just, yeah, dude, if you're gonna end it for yourself, if you're a pussy, end it for your fucking self. Don't let anyone else suffer besides that. That's straight up the way I feel, though. We hit Arkansas woman sentenced to 5 years after biting off boyfriend's eyebrows. Nom 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 nom. What made her decide to go for the eyebrows? You would think women would go for the groin, you know, go for the nuts, bite off a finger, but just straight up the eyebrows. Ooh, I never liked your crooked eyebrows, or I never liked your unibrow. So I don't know, but if you guys are curious about those, definitely jump back into those ones that constitutes to 2 years ago. All right, we hit Comic Talk, Comic News, Flatlanders remake, The Dark Tower casting, J.K. Rowling, Fantastic Beasts chat. I know Adam was a fan. We hit Ghostbusters trailer thoughts, so the Ghost Broads, hashtag Ghost Broads, which, yeah, that probably came from me. We hit Sony Venom film, so that's when they first announced it, and what our thoughts of it were, and I guess now, so 2 years later, how I want to watch it. Tom Hardy, I love the fuck out of Venom, I love the fuck out of Eddie Brock, but I just want this movie to be good. I'm not going to walk in with no expectations, or low at least. We hit 23 Jump Street Men in Black crossover movie, which since then has been canceled. How do you guys feel about that? And they really wanted to write it. I think it was Jonah Hill who wanted to write a crossover between Men in Black and 2123 Jump Street. I don't know if they could have made it work, but if you can write something proper, I don't know. Do we want to see, or did we want to see, those worlds crossover? Probably not. This one was a bummer. I love the fuck out of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He was on board to do an adaptation of Vertigo's The Sandman. I love the fuck out of Sandman. It's a Neil Gaiman creation. The Vertigo entitlement is under DC Comics, which is a darker label for DC Comics. So, like, you got more obscure characters like the Sandman, like Swamp Thing, and there are darker just books and comics for the most part, which they're beautiful. He was on board to initially work on this movie, and he ended up leaving this adaptation, which we still haven't heard anything about. It's still in limbo. But the world of dreaming and the Sandman world in general is just so rich. Like, it would be hard to pull off, I think, for anybody. With Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. talk, Iron Fist, Netflix talk, we hit Star Wars The Force Awakens DVD set, we hit Disney Marvel ratings, we hit Scalped Adaptation Pilot, so that's a book by Jason Aaron, I believe, a great writer. We hit Suicide Squad, Batman v Superman talk, Batgirl talk, DC WonderCon, oh, and DC Rebirth press event information and talk. So that's, I guess, right before we went to WonderCon, and that year they rolled out the red carpet for Adam and I. So San Diego Comic-Con, again, hooked us up completely great. But WonderCon is just dope because they had us, like, front room, front in front of everyone, just, you know, interviewing so many cats, so many of their talent, that it was just a great experience for us. So to touch up on that real quick, Tom King, Mitch Gerads, we got to interview you. We got to finally interview Scott Snyder, who's a great writer for Batman. Tom King, it was announced that weekend that Tom King is going to start writing Batman. His Batman run right now is sick. So to chat with them, these studs, Marv Wolfman, like classic writers and artists, was just so fucking dope. And DC hooked us the fuck up. Like, it was dope. And we had been hooked up like that before, but like this one was just completely great and a great experience. Like, fuck, I fucking love your writing, homie. And trying not to fan out. I know it sounds cheesy, but on the same token too, let me tell you guys a funny story that I have mentioned several times is we were on call. So that's something that sucked about it. And I mentioned it when I went to San Diego Comic Con. It feels like it's a job. It feels like it's a chore sometimes. So wanting to enjoy the convention, just in general shit that I normally would go to, Image Comics panels, Marvel panels, whatever it is that I wanted to do, like IDW Transformers panels. I was in a Spider-Man panel, and I literally got a phone call. I had to step out of the room. It's like, yeah, we have XX blah, blah, blah person available for an interview. He's free if you want to come over right now. And I'm like, fuck, I don't like this guy's writing at all. I just bashed his comic he put out last week. And, I had to call them back because I didn't want to sound like a hypocrite. Like, I'm not going to put on a show for you guys. I know this sounds stupid to say, but, I don't put up a front. I don't want to ever sound like a hypocrite. I always have to stay true to myself, and I'm not going to interview someone that I don't like and blow him up just for the content for you guys. Like, sure, the content would have been great because that character is huge right now, or a lot bigger than she was growing up from the animated series. So put those pieces together. And I had to call them back and let them know, you know what, I have another interview. I mean, I kind of lied, but I'm like, I have another interview. My apologies, I can't make it. And over saying, you know what, dude, I just don't like Homeboy or his writing, and he's not writing this character properly. So I do that for you guys and for myself. Like, I can't lie to you guys. You guys are my audience. You guys are my friends. You guys essentially are, in some weird way, are my family too. So, yeah, anyways, that was a great experience. Continuing on, I'll jump off of that. We had Comic Reviews, finally, Black Widow number 1. I would believe that was me. We had Invincible Iron Man number 7. Transformers, Death of Optimus Prime, hardback. That would have to be me. Old Man Logan number 3. Uncanny X-Men number 4. And A-Force number 3. All right, guys, that's what we spoke about 100 episodes ago, which again constitutes two years ago. Bullet points I'm going to hit. So these are my bullet points, and I think this might be a little bit longer than this intro, literally, that you just heard right now. I'm going to tell you guys straight up about a new project that I'm working on. I know it sounds stupid, Josias, you're working on another fucking project that you guys will be catching soon. I had mentioned a while back I wanted to start a third podcast. And it would be strictly interview-based and just chatting with people and picking people's brains. And you know what? Let's ask you some hard questions, but let's ask you some softball questions too. Like, I want them to feel comfortable to the point where, yes, I want to be able to ask some hardball questions and throw them off their guard. But I want to know about them, like their origin stories type of deal and what they're passionate about or what their project is. There's an opportunity that came up to me this past week, and it kind of just allows me to test myself in a certain way and be creative in a certain way and still keep everything on the same plane of where they're supposed to be. And that means the Comic Syndicate is its own thing. Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes is its own thing. And this interview thing, I don't know what to call it yet. Odd Man Out was initially what it is. And I'm going to figure out a title for it, but I'm going to have some interviews coming up soon. And they're not just like comic interviews. Like, the month of October, old listeners, you guys know I do spooky story talk. So the month of October, I go into gnarly stories and horror stories and spooky stories and old myths, old legends, shit like that, twisted shit out, I will find. And I find it interesting. So the month of October, we get great feedback normally. Doing it solo now, I can still do the same thing. I don't want to quote The Raven to you guys. And, you know, I love Edgar Allan Poe. So it gives me an opportunity in a weird way to bring something to the table for the month of October that hopefully you guys will find appealing. You guys are still going to find it. Essentially, look at it like it's a deep dive in rabbit holes, and minus it's going to be called something else, and you might be getting three podcasts from the Comic Syndicate in 2 weeks, like two back-to-back weeks. Like, holy shit, this asshole was putting up a lot of fucking content. So that came up, and something I'm passionate about. So we'll see where that goes. You guys should be seeing it, and let me know how you guys feel about that. Social media, I'm not even going to fucking hit because I just don't have the time or patience. I've been in a grumpy mood since last Wednesday. It's Wednesday today, and a week later, it's been a rough fucking week, guys. Like, just stressed and overwhelmed, I don't want to say. Just lack of sleep. A little bit of everything is hitting me, so I'm not even going to touch that. I'm going to go into weight loss challenge at the office that was presented today. The office, we all weighed ourselves in. It's a 7-week weight loss challenge. The guy that has no fucking time, I need to fit in time now to get this project going on, this side project that, again, I'm really ambitious as fuck about. And I also have to fit in running back into my schedule again. So it's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, just to be healthy in my life and to be back in shape again, or some sort of shape, minus a round would be nice. And I don't even think I'm all that squishy or all that round, but I just would like to lose weight for myself. So it gives me the option, the opportunity, I guess, to do it. And I am looking forward to that, killing myself and just more work, like just projects on top of projects. And I weighed in at 154 pounds today, 154.4. I'm 5'5". I don't know. I don't have a goal on how much I want to lose. If I can lose 5 pounds in 7 weeks, cool. Me knowing me, it's like, you know what? Nah, you're going to fucking hit it hard. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted for sure. But yeah, that's it. Last two perhaps, is going to be end of the year podcast already. By this time, I would normally hit up Adam, like, compose your fucking list of the best of the year for the best of the year show, end of the year podcast. And it's pretty much just trying to come up with an idea now to get more listeners involved. So I'm thinking like maybe some sort of giveaway, toss out some stickers. But it's like I want to keep or get you guys more involved, especially because that end of the year show is probably going to suck because it's just going to be me reading off my list. But at least I get to fight for and talk about what I thought was great this year of 2018, movies, pop culture, TV, gaming, and I laugh about that, albums, whatever, anything that I find great or interesting, you guys, I'm going to touch upon it, just like everyone else is, but I'm going to do it in my own way, the only way I can put a spin on it, really. And finally, the last thing that I have to talk about is going to be one last time, and still not last time, is the Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes podcast. RG and I banged out 2 more episodes last night. And last night we recorded our first two-parter episode. And we've never done it before. And he brought something to the table where I'm like, dude, I don't have fucking anything. And it's great because it's a throwaway episode for us. Like, it's like, this is just practice. Can we come up with anything on the fucking fly? If we fucking needed to. We both started our deep dives and we each went in a different place, but we were on the same topic. So where that spun off to, it's like, let's just dissect it into 2 shows. Let's split it up. No one's going to say anything. Like, fuck it. Like, you guys might have to wait a week literally to hear the second part of it. But the way we recorded it is literally you don't even have to listen to the first part of the show. You can jump in cold, and that's the cool thing about deep dives and rabbit holes. So as RG was about to leave last night, we had to talk shop. I mean, we really did. And break down like, okay, dude, we need to figure out this soft launch date. We need to figure out this date. So we're tossing out ideas, and it's like, we need to do it soon. And my idea was, all right, well, we have the domain. Let me get us up on Podbean, where I don't know how you guys subscribe, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher. But once we get put up, I can put us up, and literally we're going to pull all the deep dives and rabbit holes podcasts that we've recorded so far. We have about, 15 to 20? I don't even know. 15 sounds like a lot. 15 possibly. And start putting up two at a time on the Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes podcast. That way people can be like, okay, what is this? It's finally its own separate thing. And that way when we finally get it off the ground where it's like, this is the official number one episode, it's all part of the same family already. It's already little by little has been banked up. I'm meticulous on how I think about things, guys. So RG is helping me out on this project, and it's not an insane project. It's more like, okay, it's time to let this bird fucking fly away, finally. And listen to those guys, because those guys are some fucking hilarious fucking cats, especially that at four is a villain guy, stud, complete fucking stud. But yeah, so you guys are going to find a home for that. And it gives me a chance to do the interview portion that I want to do for, you know, again, whatever I want to call it. But we're going to keep you up with dates and like, okay, we're now up. So now you guys can subscribe to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, and you guys know where to find us. And again, you're going to find two at a time where it's like, I've heard these already. And once you see them banked up, it's like, ooh, if I have there, maybe I did miss one. Let me jump into this one. This one sounds interesting. And they're going to have full synopsises and everything. So yeah, that's the game plan. And I like juggling. I like being creative. And that's just one of those things that I'm really jazzed about. So yeah, we had a good time on that one. All right, guys, I've been rambling too much. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right back with some comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist and Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, guys, I'm back with some comic talk. First thing I want to hit is going to be Bond 25's release date, places 007 on a collision course with Disney and DC. So it's been pushed back to February 14th of that year, and just the competition in general. Like, if it's going to get pushed, do you want to compete box office with a big draw, like any Marvel movie, really? Like Avatar is going to get pushed when part 5, the prequels, come out, all 10 of them that we don't need, that are unnecessary. Is it James Cameron? Yeah, I believe so. Really want to put them up against fucking a Marvel movie or even a Star Wars movie that normally have been dropping Star Wars proper, not Solo, during Christmas time or around Christmas time. Anyways, new Bumblebee trailer teaser gives first look at Optimus Prime and Soundwave. This one I love the fuck out of. I loved the fuck out of Transformers Part 1. Michael Bay destroyed my fucking childhood with 2, 3, 4, 5, Marky Mark. Everything was just so unnecessary. It was bad. They made Hot Rod look terrible. Rodimus Prime just was bad. Just Hot Rod, Rodimus Prime type deal. Hated it. And this one kind of gives me hope, like, shit. Give me a more grounded Transformers movie, and it looks good. It looks like it has heart, and that they kind of went the classic Generation 1 vibe and feel to Soundwave, Shockwave, and Optimus. Even the Starscream, most likely, just looks dope, and I'm really stoked for that one. Next one's going to be HBO's Game of Thrones sets to become tourist attractions. I don't watch the show at all. I know of the world and I know of the characters, but is it my thing? No. If people can visit it, like, give me fucking Star Wars land. So it's the same type of fandom. I get it. So if anyone wants to do that, I believe those ones are filmed in Northern Ireland, which I would love to go to fucking Northern Ireland, just Ireland in general. So just travel more would be dope. Next one's going to be Disney news. We have our Marvel news, I guess. Disney plans to use James Gunn's Guardians 3 script, which is dope. Although his brother, Sean Gunn, confirmed this, it's still kind of iffy or up in the air because that movie, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, has legit been put on hold and almost taken off the docket from their film slate. So it's in limbo, which blows. Next one's going to be Marvel TV Chief says Defenders Season 2 isn't off the table. I don't know about the reception. I've heard mixed things about the Defenders from Netflix. It's Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones working together. I still need to watch fucking honestly Iron Fist 1. Season 2 came out. Got to watch that one. Season 3 of Daredevil, I need to watch that. So we'll see how that works. X-Men Dark Phoenix trailer confirmed to premiere tonight, and tonight we are looking at Wednesday, September 26th for you guys. I wish I would have been able to catch that for you guys. We have Iron Fist showrunner teases potential blind spot plans. He's a new character that's been introduced in Daredevil that Charles Soule was writing. I think he still is writing Charles Soule, is that one. He's going to jump off of that title soon, but he's a great writer, and he's a legit lawyer too. So for a lawyer that's a comic book writer to write, you know, Daredevil, Matt Murdock is a lawyer, is kind of great to have that legal aspect behind him. It was just a great fucking read. Daredevil still. Daredevil Netflix. Wilson Fisk becomes a comics accurate kingpin in season 3 trailer or teaser. That one came out today. The fact that he looks more like the comic, I'm like, ooh, that looks fucking dope. And I love the fuck out of Daredevil. For Marvel, he's one of my favorite characters anyways. So just give me more Daredevil, and yeah, I'm going to eat that up. DC, we're going to hit this year's Arrowverse crossover, is titled Elseworlds. Elseworlds is an offshoot of DC Comics, kind of like Vertigo is. It's an imprint for stories that take place out of a DC main continuity, I guess is the best way to put it. So Elseworlds titles that I've read before are Kingdom Come. The writer for Kingdom Come was Mark Waid. I love him as a writer. And Superman Red Son, Mark Millar wrote that one. So if you guys, Mark Waid, you guys wouldn't know Mark Millar, think of The Kingsman, think of Wanted, making your bullet like slide. Again, the Kingsman world, he wrote Civil War for Marvel, but like he also created those characters. And I'm kind of down for that. I don't watch the show, but I know they do well. So I'm kind of down with that. Next one's going to be Joker director frustrated with paparazzi releases image of Zazie Beetz and Joaquin Phoenix. This one had me really confused because I really didn't know how to feel about another Joker movie or a Joker movie outside of continuity when Jared Leto's Joker is still supposed to be Joker, and like how the fuck and why the fuck DC would you do this? I've seen some clips of Joaquin Phoenix in the makeup. I kind of like it, dude. It's an odd take, but it's better than Jared Leto's Joker already, which is interesting. I love Joaquin Phoenix. He's a great actor. I know what he can bring to the table. So I'm just really curious about this. But if you guys are curious about this yourselves, find at Todd Phillips on Instagram. And he's posted those pictures. And just search out for this information. Eric, my bad. You did text me this weekend. Totally forgot to not get back to you. I was busy doing something. Anyways, man, sorry about that. Last one's going to be Birds of Prey swoops in for 2020 release date. And two of those characters have been introduced or reported today. So Journey Smollett Bell and Mary Elizabeth Winstead will play Black Canary and the Huntress respectively. So that one came out today. There's a big thing comics wise is Marvel's Vision sequel miniseries has been canceled. So the Vision is no more, as Marvel Comics has canceled the miniseries just 2 months after announcing it. This one is going to get interesting because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be talking about this more in future episodes. It was a female writer, and Marvel Comics pulled it off of their list, and she's pissed the fuck off about that right now. Don't know what's going on. Black Panther's Killmonger to star in Marvel Comics miniseries. So they're going to give him his own miniseries, which is dope. I'm curious about that. Next one's going to be Marvel's Death of Daredevil arc to mark Charles Soule's farewell. So again, he's going to leave the title. He's been writing it. He's been writing so fucking great for Daredevil. I love the fuck out of it. I love his writing anyway, so anything he jumps onto next. He's writing fucking Star Wars. He's writing Vader right now, and it's so fucking great. Actually, he's writing Vader. And what he's bringing to that is just fucking gorgeous. And last one for comics is going to be Tom King teases future Batman project with Mitch Gerrits. So the guys on the bumper, they do great together. They're working on Miracle Man right now. They're doing a sequel also to Sheriff of Babylon. That is the most grounded Vertigo title out there. It just deals with a police officer, an army police officer, and having to deal with different factions and everything that's been going on in the Middle East. So no superhero bullshit at all. It's just a grounded story. Gnarly, not freaky, but just tense and intense. And yeah, I love the fuck out of those guys. Give me more of those fuckers. I'm all about it. All right, let's see. I want to kill this episode kind of quick. Comic reviews now. I'm going to hit Red Hood and the Outlaws, annual number 2. The difference between annuals, I guess, just to start off with, you know, softballs for people that don't know. Annuals come out about 3 to 4 times a year. And they're not annuals like, oh, here's an annual number 1. Here you go. Suck on this. The best way to look at an annual is every month with 5 weeks in it gets a comic, an annual. So depending on how many months have 5 weeks in them, you're going to get like 2 annuals, 3 annuals. I believe this year has 5 annuals. So I think we're going to get 1 more annual in October, I believe. So next month already. But this one came out in August and I just had to read it. But that's what an annual is compared to like the typical numbering of comics. So Scott Lobdell is the normal writer. Clayton Henry is the artist on this one. Marcelo Maiolo is the inker. It starts off with Jason Todd beat the fuck up now with his arm in a sling. He's all jacked up. He's got a black eye. And he's just trying to get back to training to get back to where he was before. I had reviewed, I believe it was Red Hood and the Outlaws number 25, where it was Batman going after Jason Todd, kicking his ass for Jason Todd almost murdering, granted committed murder, of Oswald Cobblepot, which is the Penguin. So he kicks Jason Todd's ass. He rips off his fucking insignia and says, you're off the fucking team. So he kind of got kicked out of the Bat family, essentially. Batman's rule is we don't kill. Jason Todd is an interesting character. So now it starts off with someone saying, seriously, Jay Bird, when I said you needed to lie still, I meant in your bed. So we see Jason Todd like slinged up and he's going through target practice with his good arm. And the recoil just jacks him up, but he doesn't have enough strength to do it yet. And it's his best friend, Roy Harper. Roy Harper, if you guys watch the shows Arrow, he's Red Arrow. And these guys are legit best friends. And we just see so many fun guy moments where it's like, fuck, those are my boys. Like, I can talk to my boys like that. And it will make sense at the end, guys. So now it's just dope to see where they're at now. And it's the old Star Cruiser ship that belonged to Starfire, who is an original member of Red Hood and the Outlaws. So also dope to see the friend aspect again and how your boy is there for you when you're down and when you're beat up and like your friends know you well enough to be like, you know, you need help. I got to be here for you. And even to see Jason Todd appreciate it is fucking dope. So on the flip side, we see Roy Harper now in some his own dope and sad yet proud scenes. I mean, this comic's dope. It's even we see him vulnerable, which is dope. And these vulnerable moments of him, now he's kind of locked up in a room and he's talking to Killer Croc. So he's got a holographic image in front of him. And Killer Croc is locked up in, I think, Belrive Prison Penitentiary. And he's seeing Roy Harper on this hologram screen. And they're both, well, Killer Croc's shackled up because he is legit in prison. And this vulnerable scene is beautiful because Killer Croc is essentially his sponsor. Like, it's just asking for advice on, you know, like, I need to kick this addiction and you've always been there. And the way Scott Lobdell writes it, like, even in the past, like, Roy Harper has always had these demons, and his demons is addiction. I believe it was heroin in, fuck me, the 80s, the 90s. And now it's alcoholism and him wanting to stay clean. And the fact that he's, again, these vulnerable moments, like you never picture superheroes like this. And that's what I love about it. The whole vulnerability was fucking dope to see. So now we go to, jumps back now to Jason Todd doing some homework of his own. He's searching for his friends, Artemis and Bizarro, that have disappeared. And he gets some bad news, like from the computer. I have no records of them anywhere on this Earth, like even in our galaxy. Like they're gone. And if you guys want to know that one, it's a long story. Go back to a review a few months ago. But now it jumps back in to Roy and Jason, as Jason finally apologizes to his friend. Now, he says, "I've been pretty wrapped up in myself for, you know, obvious reasons. I feel like I haven't been the best friend in the world. I haven't asked you how you are." And it's really dope. Again, the whole great guy moment, friends, scenes. And honestly, just him being honest with his friend too. Like, wow. He's like, "I've fallen off the wagon several times." He's like, I think I need help. And it's just great. Like, even now Jason Todd is there for his friend as well. So just fucking beautiful. So by this point, they're having this conversation. They're on this airplane and they're taking a trip to Beijing. And that's where we get like the background of why Roy Harper came back into his boy's life. And he's like, he came across a group called the Underlife. So it's a Yakuza mafia inner gangs that are shipping opioids. If this is where it's going to go, it's going to be interesting. So as they put the information together, they now go visit a woman, Susie Sue. I know it sounds weird, but that happened a few years ago, and I think I might have reviewed that one. And it's when it was still Red Hood and the Outlaws, the prior numbering to that. So they go out to this hospital, and they come across her sisters that are Yakuza broads. That art is great. So now we see these women attacking these two cats, and it's just a great fight scene. And the sequences, the action sequences, the fight scenes from the artist, from Homeboy, is just beautiful to fucking see. So Clayton Henry, his art in this is beautiful. Like, even the fight scenes, again, just dope to see. So now they finally get the upper hand and they end the fight, but now they get more information regarding this group called the Underlife, that someone in America they has mentioned. They're like, someone shady in America kind of fucked us over. And this gang or this group, they're supposed to be so tight-knit, and somebody's fucking up or trying to play the rest of the crew. So after they get that information, now they talk about how the opioids, they're bad drugs, these synthetic drugs, whatever it is, leads them back to go to America. So as we finally see the boys back in America, and they look like they're in a desert. They're in a Jeep. Roy's driving, pulls over, and we see Roy makes a confession to Jason. Jason Todd's like, "What's up?" And Roy, again, very vulnerable. "There's a place I've heard about. Rehab for capes, sorta. I think I need to give it a shot." And the interaction between these guys, like, give me simple, give me grounded. And give me writing about friends. And it's like, you know what? Fuck yeah. Stand by me type of deal. Like, I love the fuck out of it. So I've been reading Scott Lobdell since I was a fucking kid. So to know that he's still solid and on point, I love the fuck out of it. So it was a great title. I loved it. That's all we got for that one. But another one is, and again, that one ends pretty much just like Roy Harper and Jason Todd telling him like, "Nah, dude, whenever you're ready, I'll go visit you, but you put me on this mission now. So you get clean, you get your shit together. I'll see you soon, buddy." And they hug each other at the end. And that's just beautiful to me. Cheesy, yes. So last one is going to be Red Hood and the Outlaw. So normally the title is called Red Hood and the Outlaws. In this one, the S. And the title is essentially just Red Hood Outlaw now. So this is issue number 26. I did review issue number 25, and that's, again, prior story from the annual. Catch-up is Batman kicking him off the fucking team. So this is, again, still going to be Scott Liddell writer. It's going to be Pete Woods is the artist this time, and I believe he does the inks as well. This one starts off with Jason Todd on a bus at like 2 a.m. traveling cross-country, where he notices something in the road. So he's literally the only cat on the bus, and he's just got this fucking hood on, and it's him and the bus driver. And he's like, hey, watch out, there's someone in the road. He's like, what? How the fuck did you see that? So it happens to be a woman, banged up, beat up, scratched up. Jason Todd gets out of the bus, checks up on her, and she warns Jason Todd that right off the bat, she's FBI. So now Jason Todd helps her onto the bus, and she tells him what went down. So her and her partner were supposed to pick up a fugitive crime boss, but he ended up killing the partner, and she barely escaped. So they jacked her up straight up. So now they have to stop yet again, now being stopped by a biker gang. So a bunch of bikers show up, and they're blocking the road, and bus driver and one of the biker members, he just starts threatening them. If you guys don't come out of the bus, we just want her. We'll let you guys be. Of course, it's Jason Todd, so he walks out right away. And it's just dope, dude. As he threatens them right off the bat. But it is Jason Todd, and he's still part of the Bat family. So now we see a dope, violent take from Jason Todd. He's always that violent one, and Damian Wayne is also the violent one. They are assassins. They are killers. The rest of the Robins don't kill. Dick Grayson doesn't kill. Batman doesn't kill. Tim Drake does not kill. Damian Wayne, the legit Robin right now, and Red Hood, Jason Todd, are fucking trained fucking killers, and they will fucking kill. And just to see these action fight scenes is fucking dope. And stabbing people in the fucking eye, like stabbing, slitting their fucking throats. Like, this is happening. The throat stabs, the headshots he's doing, the Molotov cocktails, throwing them in people's faces. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck anymore. Like, he's like, well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm still going to do my thing. I don't need to be part of the Bat family, but that means I get to play by my own rules again. So kind of like a fuck you to Batman too. And we see like some inner monologue from him. He's like, I used to be a punk. I tried to go legit, made friends, failed them. That was then. This is now. This is me. And it's really cool because now he takes care of this biker gang. And he goes back on the bus as he's suiting up. And he's not even suited up yet. So this issue, seriously legit, introduces his new Red Hood costume, I guess. It's not the typical, like, almost biker helmet-looking thing, which I love the fuck out of that one. I don't know how I feel about this one, but the way he starts going, just gearing up on the bus, and the FBI agent's like, I can't let you go out there. You're fucking Jason Todd. She's like, I'm FBI. I can't let you go. You try to kill Oswald Cobblepot. And he's like, keep on talking. Like, I gotta go to fucking work, bitch. I just don't have the fucking time. And it's really cool. That's just him, what it is. She pulls a gun on him, and then he tells her about this drug ring called the Underlife, which I didn't mention. So now it's dope to see him gearing up. And he tells the bus driver, take her to a hospital. And it's just really cool. He goes to work. He goes to the mansion where these guys are at. And he's just so violently killing these fucking crime boss or the crime boss crew, and the way he's a Bat family member. He's a Robin. So everything they know how to do, but taking it to the next level, kind of made me feel like the way I've been feeling the past week. Like, you know what? Fuck all the bullshit. Like, I'm just sick and tired of all this bullshit. So it's time to go back to old sides. It's time to bust out the lightsaber. It's time to say fucking fuck the world again. Like, you know what? I'm not going to put up with anyone's bullshit anymore. So I might be a little feisty, guys, but no, that's all I got. Book of the Week. I don't know how I feel about his costume. Actually, Book of the Week would probably be Red Hood and the Outlaws Annual number 2. Even though I loved how violent number 26 was, Annual number 2, the friend aspect. Like, I miss my best friends, Daniel. I miss Pablo. I miss Val. I miss Bobby. I miss Phil. miss Mikey, I miss Chris, I miss those guys. So that one would probably be Book of the Week, actually, that is. So that's all I got, guys. It's, of course, thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and where you guys can find podcasts. Follow Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes on social media sites. It's going to be a separate entity coming up soon. Be wary or watch out for launch dates. Share the podcast more than anything. Rate us if you guys can. I would totally appreciate it. All right. Thanks again for everything. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. I'm at ForTheVillain on Twitter, and you guys can find me at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I will catch you guys next week. Peace out.